At 11:04, I'm Tom McDonald, and this is WHYY News. Schools across New Jersey are still grappling with the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. WHYY's David Matthau has more.
The COVID health emergency ended 3 years ago, but the Education Scorecard report finds students in most districts are still below pre-pandemic reading and math levels, and only a handful of districts are ranked as districts on the rise. Tom Kane of the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University says the rising districts are improving in different ways.
We can't tell you exactly what are the things that they're doing that are making the big difference, but we're just trying to highlight here are the places where it sure looks like good things are happening.
He says the report finds academic achievement began to drop off a few years before COVID, quote, after policymakers switched off the early warning system of test-based accountability and social media took over children's lives. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
A man seen on social media wandering the streets of Kensington with an AR-style pistol is off the streets and now faces charges. DA Larry Krasner says May 4th, the Gun Violence Task Force spotted Kobe Artiste giving a pistol and handgun to a person not authorized to carry them. Artiste is charged with illegal transfer of firearms and other offenses. A man under arrest for allegedly threatening more than a dozen Pennsylvania elected officials. State police say Adam Barry Hill from Lebanon posted a hit list on social media naming 20 Democratic lawmakers, among them House Speaker Joanna Clinton, Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, and State Senator Sharif Street. Now investigators say Barry Hill made politically violent posts mentioning a shooting and a Memorial Day operation. Take a look at sports. The Sixers are going to have some new leadership. Daryl Morey is out as head of basketball operations of the Sixers after the team was swept in the playoffs against the Knicks. Nick Nurse remains as coach, at least for now. Phillies beat the Red Sox by a score of 2-1. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.